Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida hit landfall Sunday stronger than Hurricane Katrina 16 years earlier to the day. In fact, it was tied for fifth as the strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States since records have been kept. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards tells Fox News the multi-billion dollar levee system is paying off.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well.
Officials confirmed that New Orleans had lost all power due to catastrophic transmission damage from the storm. President Biden pledged a full recovery for areas hit by Hurricane Ida. USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
The President and First Lady were present when the remains of American soldiers killed in Afghanistan last Thursday landed on American soil. Jeremy Scott reports.
President Biden, First Lady Jill, and Defense Secretary Austin participated in a dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Sunday.
We met with the families of 13 fallen heroes in Afghanistan, lost their lives in the service of our country, and while we're praying for the best in Louisiana, let's keep them in our prayers as well.
Biden says the 13 U.S. service members who were killed were heroes, noting they were working to get others to safety when they died.
Since the Taliban took over Kabul and most of Afghanistan in America's power vacuum, gunfire from across the Afghan border killed two Pakistani soldiers Sunday. The Pakistani army said it retaliated and killed two or three attackers, a claim not verifiable because the tribal districts along the Afghan border are off limits with no exceptions. USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Now that the embassy in Afghanistan has been evacuated, the Afghans that helped the United States during its 20-year war are pleading to get out or face execution by the Taliban. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau explains.
With days to go before the U.S.'s full withdrawal from Afghanistan, there are still thousands of Afghans trying to get out of the country before then. Senator Jody Ernst says that she supports offering more special immigration visas to Afghans who are properly vetted before arriving in the United States. The Iowa Republican tells Fox News that she's worried that the impending deadline will keep many of our Afghan allies from being able to leave.
I introduced legislation that would speed up the process for our special immigrant visas and allow more of those Afghans to come into the United States once they were properly vetted. That is important. We have been pushing on the State Department for months to get this done. They have drug their feet, and of course, now we see the fall of Afghanistan and a very haphazard and hurriedly done withdrawal, which is turned into an emergency evacuation.
Hurricane Ida shut down more than 95% of the Gulf of Mexico's oil production. The Federal Bureau of Safety and Environmental Enforcement confirmed the stop in oil production, with firms suspending 1.74 million barrels a day in oil production in the Gulf. Colonial Pipeline confirmed Sunday it had temporarily shut down two oil pipelines between Houston, Texas, and Greensboro, North Carolina, as a precaution due to the storm. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And I know you thought we would never be here, but here is where we are, ladies and gentlemen, as the American economy, the American people are being pummeled. It's on all sides. It's as if the lights have been turned off and we're being half beaten to death here by all these, I don't know what you want to call them, crises, whether we're talking about the border, what's happening in Afghanistan. Our leadership has failed us. We have talked about this for quite a while. The rank corruption that exists within our institutions. Is it any wonder the young people are looking at this and saying, we got to have something better than this? And you can't blame them. But, you know, are we talking about reform or an out-and-out revolution that is needed in order to get this country back on track? Well, Dr. Michael Buzler joins us now. He is the public policy analyst, economics professor. Dr. Buzler, always good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me. As you know, it's always my pleasure to be here.
Well, Michael, what do you say to these young kids and to the American people that are looking at the fruit of this tree that we've planted? It doesn't taste very good. I mean, at every turn here, what has been happening as a result of November's election is, you know, at times overwhelming.
You know, Bill, you said a very key word there, the words, and that was as a result of the November election. So if the things need to change, and they certainly do from a number of aspects. As you pointed out, we're getting very poor leadership in foreign policy, in the economy, in national security, in the public debt, in inflation. We're getting a lot of bad leadership there. And the only way to fix that, short of a revolution, is to do it at the ballot box. So the hope is that people will vote for better leadership in the next November 2022 election, which can change the leadership in both the House of Representatives and the Senate. And if we can do that, that will stop any further negative legislation from being passed. And then, of course, we have a presidential election in 2024, and Americans can cast their votes then for a new leadership. Look, I don't think a large portion of the population, I don't think that people that cast their vote for Biden were not necessarily in favor of Biden. It was just that the media and the Democratic Party had portrayed President Trump in such a negative light that people said, well, look, anything is better than Trump, so I'm going to vote for Biden. So he did win the election. There's some issues as to whether everything was done legitimately or not. And hopefully they'll be able to fix anything that was not done properly. So people didn't really vote for Biden as much as they voted against Trump. And now you're seeing a lot of people having remorse that they put in leadership that they really didn't look at what President Biden was saying he would do. All they were looking at was, well, it's not Trump, and we're looking for something better. And they thought Biden would be better. And he's failing in virtually every area. And I'm an economist, so the most important thing to me is in economics. Clearly, border security and national defense are very important. But I look at the economy, and had Biden come into office and done absolutely nothing with the economy, absolutely nothing, we'd be in better shape today than we are now as a result of Biden's actions. So not just as it led to a severe inflation problem, worse yet, the public debt is skyrocketing. I think we talked about this on the show before. The public debt is skyrocketing, and soon the interest expenses alone are going to be such a heavy burden that the American people are going to have trouble with it. And worse yet, is that this burden falls primarily on young people because they're the ones who are going to have to carry this for the rest of their lives.
Exactly. And, Michael, the sad thing about it is, you know, even though we say the young people have to carry the burden, it's not an immediate reality. And this is what the Democrats, you know, this is the card they play. They know that people are not going to immediately feel the pain of whatever they introduce, whatever they bring into legislation, whatever economic burden they lay upon people, and this is what gives them cover. And, of course, now even more so, because you have the legacy media, the media that we count on to keep our government honest, they're out to lunch. I mean, they really are out to lunch figuratively and specifically because they are failing to do their job on behalf of we the people.
Yeah, the journalism profession, I don't know what happened to them. They're supposed to report things objectively. Now, you can write opinion pieces, and certainly they're entitled to their opinions, but they're not entitled to their own facts. And so they're, when they're objectively reporting the facts, that's what they're supposed to do. They put such a slant on everything that are, many people are saying, I don't know what exactly to believe now. And that's really a sad state of affairs for journalists. Look, the you bring up a good point. So the public debt grows, so I don't feel anything. So, I mean, what does that mean? It doesn't affect me today, and you're right. It won't come into real negative impact for at least another couple of years because as interest rates rise, the interest expense on the public debt, which this year will be about $400 billion, will rise significantly, and then it's going to result in either probably a combination of higher taxes and government spending, and then people will start to feel that. The only thing that they can feel right away is the bite of inflation, and the inflation problem.
Well, inflation and the cost of fuel. I mean, they're seeing the reality there, as you say. Those two points right there, they are feeling it, but they're being told by the legacy media and by this president and his economic gurus that it's transitory. You know,
right.
I mean, what a package of manure that is, Michael.
So let me tell you what their position is, and then I'll give you a different position, which I think makes sense. So the Biden administration, and which really surprises me, the Federal Reserve is going along with this for the first time in history that they didn't try to stay in front of the inflation problem. But what they're saying is the reason prices are going up is we had a disruption in the supply chain. We had because of COVID, because of severe weather last winter, a lot of factories had to shut down. As a result of that, they weren't making enough output. So we had high demand and they're not getting enough supply. Prices are going to go up. However, the Biden administration and the Fed say, as soon as the economy returns to full capacity, we'll you'll see the inflation problem essentially go away, so we don't have to do anything about it. And that's why the Federal Reserve has not raised interest rates, nor have they stopped pumping the economy with money. So that's their view. Now, the other view, which I think makes more sense, is there are at least three or four other reasons why we have inflation other than a supply chain disruption, and those three or four reasons aren't going away. One, you mentioned.
Well, I'll tell you what. Let's talk. We've got to go to break. Let's talk and break it down a little bit more on the other side when we're uninterrupted. We've got more.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Chang with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. As more tragic news comes out daily about the crisis in Afghanistan, we at the Tide Ministry urge Christians to pray unceasingly for our fellow believers trapped in a war-torn country. It's easy to feel lost or confused under extreme persecution, even though we know that God is in control. We believe it was part of God's plan to place the Tide Ministry in Afghanistan earlier this year, so that believers who now desperately need the encouragement of God's Word can hear it in their own language through the radio. Please continue to pray for our brothers and sisters in Afghanistan and stand with them, trusting God to use even the darkest circumstances for His own glory. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
We're back with you. We're talking with Dr. Michael Busler, the public policy analyst, economics professor. You know, Michael last week had a chance to talk with Sean Spicer about his new book, Radical Nation. And I gave him an idea about his next book. I said, the next book you need to write is Trump Was Right. Because you know, at every turn, time and again, it was like you could hear the media just go, oh, God, he's right. There was no Russian collusion. Doing the XL pipeline was the right thing to do. You know, America's energy independent. You know, closing down the border. Mexico policy, you know, that was enacted. Doggone, he was right again. It wasn't supposed to be right. And then, you know, here recently, the FBI had to admit, as they were breaking their teeth, that Trump was not so complicit with that alleged treasonous activity that happened on January the 6th. So I told him, I said, that's your next book, Sean. He kind of laughed. He goes, hey, that might be a good idea here. You know, that Trump is right, because we're finding time and again what President tried to do. Like you said, whether you liked him or not, you know, there's a clear difference from the Trump administration to what we've experienced almost from day one of this Democratic presidency with Joe Biden. And as you said in the first segment, which is still ringing in the ears of our listeners, is that if Biden had done nothing, America would be a lot better off today.
Yeah, and that's true in a whole bunch of areas. The first one, of course, you mentioned the border. We had the border secure and under control last year. There were 220,000 illegals caught at the border. This year, we're up to 1.2 million already. In fact, in the month of July, we had 210,000. That's almost as much as we had the entire year. And it's all a result of Biden reversing the policies that President Trump has put in. Now, the Supreme Court has said that you're going to have to go back to some of those policies because he illegally canceled them to stay in Mexico. One. So had he done nothing on the border, we wouldn't have a border crisis. With the economy was already recovering very, very well. Biden ended up putting in some extra stimulus money, passing some extra spending for the federal government, and that's really what's causing inflation. As I started to say before the break, there are four other reasons why we have inflation other than supply chain disruptions. And supply chain disruptions, keep in mind, the economy today is about back to where it was before the pandemic, with the exception of a couple of industries like computer chips and a couple other things. We're just about to back to where we were. So if that was the cause of the inflation, the supply chain disruptions, you should see the inflation essentially go away, and it's not going away. And why? There are at least four other reasons. One, the Biden administration has declared war on fossil fuels. They canceled the Keystone Pipeline. You can't drill on federal lands anymore. You can't drill on the Alaska Shelf. As a result of that restriction in supply, when demand is increasing, prices will go up. We're going to have a shortage of energy, and Biden is asking OPEC to produce more energy because we don't have enough to produce it ourselves. So that inflation will continue. Secondly, the Federal Reserve, and this baffles me, this is the first time in modern history the Federal Reserve is not in front of the inflation problem. Historically, whenever there's a hint of inflation, the Federal Reserve acts. They're not doing that now. They're continuing to increase the money supply, which has grown by nearly 20% in the last year. They're continuing to keep interest rates near zero. And as a result of that, people are who weren't necessarily considering buying a new car or a new house say, you know, I can get a 2% mortgage. The federal government, through all the stimulus money for the average family of four, gave me $11,000 last year, whether I was negatively impacted by the virus or not. Much of that money has been saved. So now I've got money for a down payment from the government. I can get a 2% mortgage. I wasn't going to necessarily look for a new house, but this is the best time for me to do that. That huge surge in demand, housing prices are skyrocketing. Same thing with cars. You can get a 0% financing on a car. The federal government gave you whatever down payment you need. So people say, well, I didn't really need a new car, but this is the time to buy one. Increased demand, car prices are going up. So the second reason, Federal Reserve policy. Third reason, the federal government has spent $6 trillion more than they took in revenue in 2020 and 2021. Now, you could argue in 2020 we had a deficit spend to get out of the recession, but we got out of it. We don't need to deficit spend anymore. Putting that much excess demand in the economy will lead to higher prices. And the fourth reason is, for whatever reason, a number of particularly lower-income workers are not going back to work. They're being called back to work, but they're not going back, mostly because they're making just as much money being unemployed, thanks to their state's unemployment compensation and the extra $300 that the federal government gave. They're making as much money or nearly as much money not working. So it's a good decision. Mm-hmm. Why should I go to work? The result of that is that small businesses have had to raise wages significantly to get these people to come back. And once you raise the wages on the new people coming in or the lower income workers, the people been there for a year or two say, hey, I'm worth $5 an hour more than the new guy. I want to raise too. So you end up getting wage inflation, and that leads to higher costs for business, which leads to price inflation. And we're seeing that now. So even when the supply chain disruptions are all cured, you still have at least four other reasons why we have inflation. And I'm very worried about how high the inflation rate could get even by the end of the year. And if the Federal Reserve has to act drastically to bring that down, that could bring on a recession. And then you get stuck with the same thing we had back in the late 70s, high inflation and a stagnant economy, stagflation problem, which is very difficult to fix.
Michael, realistically, I mean, here we are. What are we at? 7.2% you were reporting? Inflation for business reaches 7.8%, right?
The producer price index last month went up at a 7.8% annual rate. Now, businesses it's costing them 8% more to make something. They're going to have to pass that cost increase on to consumers in order to be profitable. So, yes, the producer price index is up significantly.
Well, what do you think by the end of the year? I mean, you're kind of, you know, suggesting that this thing could really go off the rails, and not to, you know, sound hysterical here, because you're a reasonable person. What do you think, based on the policies and looking at, you know, this infrastructure bill, which we're just adding more to the debt? What are we looking at the end of the year here? I mean, this could be a pretty bleak Christmas, all things considered.
So if you measure inflation by the consumer price index, which I believe is the most accurate measure of how consumers feel toward inflation, the consumer price index is up a little over 4% since January of this year. Now, it's about 5.5% from this last July to the year before, but 4% of that increase is just since January. At this rate, if that continues, we'll end up the year with about a 6.5% or 7% inflation rate. Once that happens, the Federal Reserve is going to have to take some action. So how bad will it get? And I'll tell you the truth, Bill, I really hope I'm wrong with this. I really hope that these people know something I'm missing. But if I'm looking at this objectively, I think you're looking at about a 6 to 7% inflation rate as measured by the Consumer Price Index for the year 2021. And then it's a question of how are we going to react to that. The Federal Reserve is going to probably have to take some fairly drastic actions, which means they'll quickly raise interest rates. Now, they keep saying they're not going to raise rates until the end of 2022 or the beginning of 2023. I don't think so. I think they're going to end up raising interest rates perhaps as early as the end of this year. And the longer you wait, the worse the problem gets.
Why is the Fed so hesitant? I mean, they did the same thing with Obama. Didn't seem to want to do the same thing with Trump. But with Obama and now with Biden, I mean, is this a partisan thing?
It's a partisan
thing. Makes you wonder.
Yeah. And the Fed is supposed to be independent of politics. This is horrible what the Federal Reserve is doing, in my opinion.
Well, they quantitative eased things. I mean, we didn't know about quantitative easing until Obama, but clearly they're running interference for these Democratic policies, and sooner or later, you know, the debt's going to come a-knocking here, Michael. That's what is concerning us all. Dr. Michael Bussler, the public policy analyst and economics professor. Thank you, Michael.
To stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300. Or visit Prevnar13.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida hit landfall Sunday stronger than Hurricane Katrina 16 years earlier to the day. In fact, it was tied for fifth as the strongest hurricane to make landfall in the United States since records have been kept. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards tells Fox News the multi-billion dollar levee system is paying off.
You have to remember that in Hurricane Katrina 16 years ago, it was really the failure of the levee that caused the worst part of that disaster by far. What I can report tonight is the hurricane risk reduction system, the protection system that has been really very much strengthened in the 16 years since Katrina. By the way, about $14 billion worth of investment there. It's holding up extremely well.
Officials confirmed that New Orleans had lost all power due to catastrophic transmission damage from the storm. President Biden pledged a full recovery for areas hit by Hurricane Ida. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dr. Bussler saying that if Joe Biden had done nothing, America would be a whole lot better. I mean, it's like when he says, build it back better, build better. You know, it's almost like Obama's fundamentally transforming America. And you go, you know, from what to what? And building back better, well, we were doing pretty good, you know, before you came into office. And what are you doing? You know, I don't see better at anything, whether we're looking at the border, whether we're looking at energy independence, whether we're looking at, oh, yeah, Afghanistan. Boy, I'll tell you, that 800,000-pound gorilla that's in the room, it's alive, and it is damaging things, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you back with us. 28 minutes before the top of the hour right now. I am Bill Martinez, and we're on standby for the one and only Adam Angieski. We've got so much to talk about with Adam as we open up the books. He is the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. And we're also going to be talking about California's resistance to open their books. Boy, there's no way that they want accountability. I mean, they didn't want accountability when it came to elections or their voter rolls, right? So you think they're going to open up, you know, the accounting? I don't think so. But he's with us right now, so he'll break it all down. Adam Angieski, the one and only. Adam, how you doing, buddy? Good to be talking to you as always.
Well, great to be on the program, Bill.
Well, let's talk about something that last week got a lot of pushback here, especially from the Democrats and the president's respondents who said, oh, that military equipment, that wasn't all that money. I mean, we're splitting hairs. Somebody said, you know, it was like $80 billion worth. And because it wasn't the exact number, you know, that was a problem. It like negated the argument. I don't care if we're talking 80, 60, 50, whatever number you come up with. We left a lot of military equipment behind and put it in the hands of Taliban, did we not?
Yes, we did, Bill. So here's the number. It's $82.9 billion over the course of the last 20 years spent on military aid, that's the gear and training of the Afghan security forces and the Afghan National Army. And that number actually comes right out of government audit reports, the same audit reports that the Biden administration has directed federal agencies to rip down from federal websites. Now, Bill, our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we were on this story right from the beginning. We had proactively captured those audit reports, those PDFs. We downloaded it to our hard drive. So when they took it off the federal government's website, of course, we reposted that at OpenTheBooks.com. And everybody listening to the program can come to our site, download the audit reports, and see all the quantification of the equipment for yourself.
Well, I mean, that takes a lot of nerve, I mean, for the government that works for us, right, to play sleight of hand here and stop, you know, and start to remove information that should be available to us. What's all that about?
So if you Google Forbes staggering costs, my piece on Afghanistan pulls up. And I was just on the BBC last night. I'm on your national program today, Bill. We did, you know, Jesse Waters, Fox and Friends. We've got the best, our auditors, we got the best research out there on exactly what was left behind. And it's the 200 airplanes, 75,000 military vehicles, 600,000 weapons. And if you break that down, you've got 350,000 rifles now in the hands of terrorists. That's M4s and M16s. You got 60,000 machine guns. Nobody knows where those are at in the country. You've got 25,000 grenade launchers. For crying out loud, Bill, you've got 2,600 mortars and howitzers. Howitzers is the modern-day cannon. It can take out a bridge, a building, or an airport runway.
Wow. You know, Adam, and there was, I believe, a congresswoman who said, it's a matter of time before those weapons are killing American soldiers, if they're not already.
Well, the Taliban is going to sell tickets to their terrorist gun show for the next number of years. I mean, can you imagine 600,000 weapons? You got 16,000 night vision devices. These are, you know, thermal imaging devices. These are night vision goggles. These are expensive, high-tech pieces of equipment. For example, up to $35,000 can buy you a very high-tech sniper rifle scope with thermal imaging. Okay, American forces now in the Middle East, we've lost our nighttime advantage. You can buy thermal imaging devices that we've left behind in Afghanistan up to $66,000. These are high-tech pieces of equipment. Your night vision goggles are anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 per device. It's expensive stuff. We estimate, just on night vision alone and thermal imaging devices, that we have $100 million left in Afghanistan for the Taliban, an organization classified under U.S. law as a terrorist organization.
You think about how the actions of the Biden administration single-handedly fortified this terrorist group. I mean, this is unprecedented.
Well, it is, and we've just turned the Taliban into a major U.S. arms dealer for the next decade. And I don't care if it's the sophisticated reconnaissance and surveillance aircraft. We left 18 of those behind, and those are going to be inspected, if they're not already, and reverse-engineered by the Russians and the Chinese.
Exactly.
Or, you know, we left 1,000 mine-resistant vehicles on the turf. 1,000! Each one of those can cost up to $750,000 apiece. Bill, if we ever have to go back in there, it's going to be very bloody because our equipment's going to be used against our soldiers.
Well, and the thing is, it's bad enough that it would be there, but as you said, the Chinese were licking their chops so that they could get their hands on this equipment because, you know, they're going to break it down. They are experts in stealing, you know, any proprietary information. And of course, anything like this, my goodness, they're all over this.
Well, and, you know, at the end of the Cold War, we got a peace dividend. You know, we've already looked into the president's budget to Congress, his ask of Congress for next year. You remember those nearly $200 million worth of drones that had disappeared in Afghanistan back in 2017. We had highlighted that in this piece. The Biden administration was asking for another $22 million worth of these high-tech drones to be given to the Afghan security forces after they already lost $200 million of them.
Wow. I mean, how does this make any sense?
We poured $83 billion into Afghanistan over 20 years. Now, I want to put that in context, Bill, because this is pretty extraordinary. On their own, without military and foreign aid subsidies, every year we were pumping in there the generosity of the American taxpayer, about $9 billion. On their own, they had grown an economy at the end of the day. Organically, they only had an economy as large as $11 billion. That's it, $11 billion. It was so small. We had sustainably helped them economically develop virtually nothing. They have the same amount of people as our state of California. California has a $3.2 trillion economy. Afghanistan had an $11 billion economy, virtually nothing. And 42% of their entire economy was our subsidy. But the fact is, we pumped that little country with no economic output full of guns that have now fallen into the hands of terrorists.
Yeah, it's no wonder we have a situation, not only because of the way the military has been left, you know, stranded, the military, the people there in Afghanistan, but finally you have an officer who stood up and, you know, put his rank on the table, said, hey, I mean, he's 17 years vested in the military, and he takes a stand. Well, you know that he's going to be shoved off to Buffalo real quick. His future in the military is gone. But he's saying something that other military officers and generals do not have the intestinal fortitude to say and to stand up. Because what is happening there is such, you know, I can't even, you know, the exact words escape me, and it's probably best that they do escape me, Adam. And then when you look at all these other things, I mean, it's just added frustration upon frustration with this out of control government that seems that there's no accountability here, right?
Yeah, there is no accountability. I can't even, you know, it doesn't make any sense if you look at it logically.
He's the founder of OpenTheBooks.com, author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Now you get a better idea as to why we need to drain the swamp. Adam Andrzejewski, we've got more after this. Stay with us.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available to rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, talking with Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books. You know, the arrogance of our government is overwhelming, I guess, to put it mildly, when you think about, you know, what has happened militarily with the weapons that are being left behind and the impact that that has on, you know, our tax liability. I mean, how do you just let billions of dollars go? And as Adam will tell you, I mean, to this day, I guess that's one of the probably the biggest windmill chasing actions like Don Quixote you could do, Adam, is try to get an accounting from the military, right? They haven't reconciled their books in like forever, maybe.
Well, that's very true. And the Biden administration, in regard to the U.S. provided military weaponry and training into Afghanistan, they've actually directed the federal agencies to pull down and hide the audit reports showing what we have provided over the last 20 years into Afghanistan. So on one hand, you've got the Biden administration forestalling transparency. They don't want you to know what we've paid for going into the country. On the other hand, they've been very transparent with the Taliban. Think about this.
Yes.
They provided the list of the Afghani nationals by name, hoping the Taliban, a terrorist organization who typically murders folks like this, hoping the Taliban would help them evacuate these Afghani nationals that helped us over the course of the last 20 years. And then on the other hand, they ripped down the report showing you and I what was provided of military gear into Afghanistan that the Taliban already control.
Yeah. You know, Adam, you know, you think about this, and this is quite telling when you consider this for a moment. These are the same people that want to control America's guns. They want a list. They want a list of everybody. They want a list of who has guns. They want a list of, you know, who you're donating, what political party, what interests are you doing. They want lists like crazy. But yet, when we are holding them into account and for transparency, the audacity of these people that work for us, it's not the other way around. See, and this is what we the people need to definitively get across to these bureaucrats and this ruling elite is you don't run the company, you know, country. You may think you do, but the party's over. It is coming to an end. We the people are coming back in a strong, formidable manner. And a lot of this contribution and what, you know, this knowledge that is bubbling to the top, I'll tell you, Adam, I give Open the Books a lot of credit to this. Because the people are fed up with watching their money being spent so irresponsibly on so many levels. I mean, we're talking a lot of money here, not to mention the danger, the peril that it puts our young women, our sons and daughters in down the road when there's any kind of military action. And here we've fortified the Taliban, a noted terrorist entity. This is unconscionable.
It is unconscionable. For the last 10 years, we've been talking that the arms race is between using the latest in technology. Is government going to open your books in the private sector, or are you going to use the latest in technology to open their books? And our mission at OpenTheBooks.com is to open the books on government and level the playing field. Why? Because they know everything about us. We need to be able to follow the money and hold them accountable. That's how this system works. They work for us. We recognize in our founding documents that our rights come from God, not government. We instituted a government to secure our rights. And so that's the battle, using technology. Who's going to win that battle? Is government going to open our books and win that battle, or are we going to open theirs?
Well, without a doubt. Well, the idea, and again, as noted, as you said rightfully, in our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution, is that we the people are in charge. But if we don't exercise our rightful authority, then you have this ruling elite class that's been running amok here. And if we're going to get this country back on track, it starts with that core principle, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And so what we do is, you know, we've really dug in hard into Afghanistan. We reviewed President Biden's budget to Congress that he requested additional aid for Afghanistan. And we found some interesting things in there that haven't been reported. For example, we've been putting about $30 million a year, U.S. taxpayer provided, into train a women's Afghan army. Except you can't train them in Afghanistan because they don't have the facilities or the culture for this. So we've been training them out of Afghanistan. It's not stated what country we train this Afghan women's army in, but we've been putting tens of millions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars into that army, quote unquote, for the last number of years in the aggregate, in summary. So now look, if we paid for this, hopefully there is an Afghan women's army. Hopefully they can parachute into the country. They've got a vested interest to fight for women's rights in their country as the Taliban has sacked everything. Maybe this can be a turning point, and the women can come back and save their own country.
And we have no idea what the status of that investment is, what the women's military of Afghanistan is. It's typical of military operations at times, even the Democratic Party. It's just operating in the shadows somewhere.
Yeah, we don't know where it is operating. We saw the line items in the budget, $27 million in FY 2022, next year's budget, to stand up this army. Hopefully, with all the tens of millions of dollars that they put into this, they can come back, return to their country, and make a difference on the ground. All, you know, obviously, you know, the men, they laid down their weapons without firing basically a shot. You had 46 pilots that didn't slow the Taliban advance. They took their airplanes and they flew them out of the country with 585 of their friends and relatives. So those Afghan pilots fled. They didn't fight, and they took our planes out of the country. Maybe these women will fight.
Wow. This is incredible. The stories that are yet to be told, Adam, about how, you know, the deconstruct of this war, the exodus of the American military. I don't know if people are ready for these. I mean, just even what you're saying right now. And, oh, yeah, by the way, the corrupt government, typical of any kind of, you know, overinflated type of bureaucracy. We've seen it time and again, the waste and fraud that, you know, that hasn't even been calculated at this point, right?
Well, and here's just institutionalized incompetence after 20 years of building nothing sustainable on the ground. So the Afghan Air Force had 7,700 members. That's rather substantial. 200
yes.
aircraft. And then the president's budget to Congress, we read it, the appropriation, they admit that they had no ability to do major or minor repairs on the aircraft. They had no system to track parts, and they didn't have any logistics on how to bring parts in. And we were going to stand that up after we left next year with an appropriation for $750 million to help them do all of this virtually. Are you kidding me? After 20
yes.
years, they didn't have any of these systems on the ground with an Air Force with 200 planes and nearly 8,000 members.
Ladies and gentlemen, these are the facts. And it may be bruising your brain a bit, but, you know, the thing is that our money is being wasted here because we're not keeping an eye on the ball. We're not holding our government officials accountable. And if you say, I don't know how to do that, well, then you've lost. You have got to find a way to do this. How difficult is it to hold them accountable, Adam?
Well, we need to raise our voice. Good people need to run for office. You know, I mean, Congress, here's the other thing. Congress put this Afghanistan appropriation into an emergency fund. For the last 20 years, Bill, it's called the Overseas Contingency Fund. It's an off-the-budget account that they budgeted all of this Afghanistan aid through because it was supposed to be temporary. And because of that, the budget was able to go up and up without scrutiny, without transparency, in an off-the-books overseas contingency fund.
Again, you follow the money, right, Adam? I mean, people do that which they get rewarded for. This is probably a personal ATM for some of these entities, right?
Well, it was an ATM for everybody on the ground in Afghanistan. So, for instance, last time I was on your program, we talked about the $4 to $5 billion spent on the public relations campaign to bring respect to women, to try to teach the Taliban and other organizations in Afghanistan to respect women, right? And so everybody on the ground got the message that this was a push from the United States with billions of dollars. They all, quote unquote, got on board, took the money, but we see, again, no measurable result from that failure of public relations to teach anybody in Afghanistan to respect their women.
Well, this is incredible. I mean, this is incredible and it's stupid all at the same time, Adam, which is...
Well, here's another example, Bill. $10 billion...
Yeah, we got about a minute left. Go ahead.
$10 billion on an anti-narcotics campaign. $10 billion! No measurable result. Field crops, all-time highs. Even the United Nations described Afghanistan recently as a narco state. We spent $10 billion of U.S. treasure on that campaign. Again, a complete and utter failure.
This is what happens when you have a bloated government and you can't keep them accountable. We just continue to swell up until something's got to give. Something's going to explode here, Adam.
Well,
I mean, you talk about a bubble bursting here. 20 seconds left, Adam. Tell people where they can go to be in touch and to understand what is happening with their money.
Come to openthebooks.com, petition tab across the top, sign our petition to urge Congress to read the bill.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.